point. I think about it from the friends that I have, from people I know, people I go to church with. I catch myself wondering if they're taken care of. You know, my family members. You know, God forbid something happened to them, but most of my family members that are close enough to me are taken care of in this area just because I care enough that I have talked to them and I have pushed them to the point to get their emotions stirred, to get them covered. Not so I can make a sale. Not so I can make 15 bucks or 100 bucks or 1,000 bucks. They know better than that. It's not a phony thing for me, folks, and it can't be a phony thing for you. You got to care enough to stir up the emotions inside of these people to make sure they're covered. Now, C, underneath work and show the program, folks, show the NAA opportunity. You've got clients and you've got your personal, what I would call, center of influences. You need to show this opportunity to your clients. When you're sitting in a home, folks, and you're talking to these people, and you're talking about taking care of their financial future, and you're talking about college for the children, and you're talking about retirement for them, they're going to need money in order to take care of all these situations. The statistics tell us that 2.5 people work per household. That means a husband works, a wife works, and one of them's working part-time. Folks, if you don't honestly believe with everything in you that we got the greatest part-time opportunity going today, I don't understand. If you don't believe we got the best full-time opportunity going. In the insurance industry where people are averaging $24,000 to $28,000 a year, we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people making six figures. We have a number of people making seven figures, and we have several people this year that's going to make multiple seven figures. And I don't know how many people we got making 50, 60, 80,000. It's hard to monitor that, folks, but it's a ton of them. From a part-time opportunity to a full-time career, we got the best going. Do you believe it? Is it inside of you? Have you internalized it? Are you showing the program? Are you showing the people you care about them? Are you making the phone calls you need to get the appointments you need to get in to close the things? Are you talking to the people about the opportunity? See, those are the things you need to be asking yourself on a daily basis, folks. Are you working? Are you showing the program? Do you really care about the people? That's the difference in winning and losing, folks, the things that we're talking about right now. The 8 steps to success, the 8 team player steps. That's what we're talking about. That's what it's going to take for you to make it happen for people around you. Number 3, listen to the NAA CDs, MP3s, DVDs, and conference calls. See, I'm preaching to the choir because everybody that's on here hearing my voice, you're listening to the conference calls. But how many people do you know that are sideline, teammates, upline, downline, that are possibly not on this call today because maybe a sale was more important? Maybe they thought they needed to go see somebody to take one more shot at getting one more application this week. Well, trust me, they're missing out on the steps for success. They're missing out on the training that they need. Okay? Now, folks, everything that we're talking about from the CDs to the MP3s, they're on our website, naaleads.com. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows how to go get that. Download them. Burn the CDs. Listen to them. Listen about 7 times, folks. Statistics tell us if you'll listen 7 times, you'll comprehend about 90% of the information. You can't just hear the call one time. You know, people will shoot in, they'll say, bottom line, that was one of the best calls I ever heard in my life. Did you get the CD? Did you get the MP3? Did you download it? Did you put it where you can put it in your car, and when you're going down the road, you're listening to it again? Don't just listen to it one time. Okay, if it happens to be Fitzgerald, or if it happens to be Simpson, or Weinbrenner, or Connors, or whoever, Levantovich, whoever's on there that trips your trigger, and you hear it, folks, download it, get it, buy it, order it, whatever. Get it in people's hands. Get it to people you know. Let these people hear what's going on. And listen to it over and over and over again. I promise you, you'll listen to a call and you'll get some things out of it, but when you listen to it again, you'll pick up on some things you missed the first time around. I always do. Okay? Now, C here says, make your car roll in university. We just talked about that. Turn your radio off. Turn your CDs on. All right? Now, folks, it's a proven fact that you do what you think about the most. See, now I quit, and then my wife thinks I'm nuts when I say this, but I quit reading the newspaper years ago. It's negative, negative stuff. I'm not telling you don't read the newspaper, but I'm saying for me, I couldn't read about who shot who and who cheated on who and who stabbed who and who died today and, you know, and what's going to happen and blah, 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 you know, and then go out here and be positive. So I just quit reading the stuff. I quit looking at the news. You know, my wife said, well, how do you know if it's going to rain? If I go outside and it's raining, I get an umbrella. If it ain't raining, I'm good. Okay, well, how do you know whether to wear a coat? I don't wear a coat anyway. You know, I wear shorts all the time. Doesn't make any difference. So bottom line, folks, negatives in, negatives out. Positive in, positive out. So listen to the CDs, the MP3s, the DVDs, and plug into the conference call. Number four, read books. The book, we have a book list. You know, I just hired a new fellow, and he just come in, and he's toting the book. He's reading the book. He's ordered his stuff to go to school. He's sitting here listening to the conference call. He's starting out on the right foot. Okay? Read books. Read 15 to 30 minutes each night before you get. Work on you, folks. All of the things that I'm talking about right now is working on improving you. See, the opportunity works. I don't think anybody has to prove to themselves that the opportunity works. It's working for too many people. If it's not working for you, Y-O-U, if it's not working for you, then there's only one thing you need to work on, and that's you. See, that's what we're trying to fix here, folks. That's the toughest part of the equation, because everybody's going to look for 1,000 excuses, 1,000 reasons why it doesn't work, and the reason it's not working is you. We got to fix you. We got to work on you internally. We got to work on you mentally. We got to improve on you. Now, how do you do that? Listen to the right stuff. Read the right stuff. Do the things that we're talking about right now. Okay? Number five. All of these are equally as important, folks, but they just seem to be getting more important to me. Attend all meetings. It's a priority over anything you can do in this business. Your weekly agency meetings. If you have an agency that's doing a weekly meeting and you're not attending, shame on you. Shame on you. You say, well, I can't get what I need at that meeting. Then go there and help other people get what they need. Be a part of the meeting. Be a reason for the meeting. Okay? Help out in the meeting. Don't sit back and whine about the meeting. Help out in the meeting. Do something in the meeting. The regional meetings, the national convention. How many of you right now have signed up for national convention? If you hadn't, shame on you. It's getting more expensive. We'll have 2,000 to 3,000 people sign up the last week, the last minute, and pay the highest dollar they could when they could have done it, you know, 6 months earlier and saved money. I don't understand that. Sign up for the email blast. Get on our list. Get our stuff coming out. Information gets blasted out 10, 12, 15 times a day, folks. You need to be on that email list. You need to be getting that stuff. Sign up for it. Talk to your mentor. Talk to your upline. Talk to somebody that can teach you and show you and train you on how to do that, on how to get on everything we got, folks, from all the calls, the weekly agency meetings, the regional meetings. You know, if we have, and I know we'll talk to them tomorrow at 12 o'clock, but if we have new agency managers on this call today and you've been promoted to an agency manager as of this year, folks, there's no reason in the world for you not to be in Burlington, North Carolina, December the 4th and 5th, I believe it is. It's a Monday and Tuesday, okay, and Wednesday. There's no reason for you not to be there. We're going to teach you everything you need to know about running a business. Now, if you're not an agency manager yet, disregard what I'm saying. But if you're on here and you're a new one, we're going to talk to you about everything you need to know about running your business. There's no reason, no excuse not to be there, okay? Number six, folks, be teachable. Learn the system. Get on the website. Get on the teleconference calls. Listen to what we're trying to teach you as far as what our systems are. We have a system from everything from recruiting, opportunity meetings, how to make phone calls, how to overcome objections, all of those things. We have systems. But you need to learn the system. You need to plug in and plug yourself into it. All right? You need to be able to change quickly by activity or actively pursuing the knowledge, okay? Now, what do I mean by that, folks? Record training on either cassette or digital recorders. Take notes. Sit in the front row. Pursue the people that are where you want to be in life. Okay, listen to people. When you get around team players that are making more money, don't try to talk them to death. Listen to them. So you got to change quickly, folks, by pursuing the knowledge that you need. So what I'm saying is, to be teachable, you got to be willing to sit up front. You know, as I travel and I go around the U.S., there'll be 10, 12 tape recorders sitting up on a table somewhere, people scared they're going to miss something, and they'll be sitting right in the front row taking notes, paying attention, not in the back, standing up, walking around, getting a cup of coffee, but paying close attention to what's going on. And then when you watch them at the break, they'll be with people making more money than they are. They'll be looking at their finger and see if they got a ring on it. And they'll be talking to these people, and they'll be listening to what these people have to say. See, that's the way that you become teachable, folks. Okay? Now, here's a very, very good piece of information here. Cancel with your upline team player or manager monthly. All right? And bottom line, folks, some of the questions you need to be asked. See, I love it when people come to me and say, I've done the assignment you've given me. What do I need to do next? What do I need to change about me? What do you see me doing wrong? Okay? Financial decision. What do I need to do? Where do I need to spend my money? All right? You don't cancel cross-line and down-line with questions like this. That's just a cardinal sin, folks. You don't do that. You go up-line. You talk to your manager. You talk to your mentor. And you need to ask him, what do I need to do next? Or ask her, what do I need to do next? If I'm doing something or I'm doing something wrong, what would you change about me? See, I love it when people ask me that. I'd be more positive. I'd be this. I'd be that. I'd change this. I'd change that. I love it when people ask, what do I do next? How do I change? What should I change? Okay? I'm making some decisions. I'm going to move. Where should I relocate to? Well, obviously, it wouldn't be Danville, Virginia. You know, we got that one sewed up. Wouldn't be Burlington. See what I'm saying? You come to me and say, well, I just made a decision, me and my wife moving to XYZ. Well, you made the wrong decision. Well, I done got her excited about it now. Well, there's no leads there. There's no growth there. There's no room there. There's no airport there. That's not the place to go. So be teachable, folks, and being teachable means ask the right questions of your mentor or your upline. Not tell him the answers, but ask the right questions or tell her the answers, either way. Okay? Number 7, be accountable. There's a lot to accountable, folks. There's a lot of fiscal responsibilities. I didn't say physical. Fiscal responsibilities to running a business. You got to be accountable. You got to pay your bills on time. You need check protection in case you have any problems. You don't need to be bouncing checks. Okay? If something happens and something doesn't go through, your lead bill doesn't go through or something, notify your upline. Don't try to run from the problem. Be accountable. Say, hey, I had a problem. This happened. Here's the issue. Let's work through it and let's make it happen. Okay? Now, when I say be accountable, folks, we're a team. Build up agencies, all agencies, not just yours. Okay? Not just yours. All right? We don't work with other agents and prospects and trying to get people from other people. And, you know, we try to have integrity on what we do. You know, the old saying, rising tide raises all ships. Gossip is not good for anything, folks. It's not going to be there. All right? And there's no such thing as territorial with us. It's the lead mentality needs to be, where do I get leads this week? Where do I get leads today? Where do I need to go help people today? That's the mentality. That's what we're looking for. And last but not least on being accountable, folks, be good for your word. If you tell somebody you're going to do it, do it. If you make a commitment to somebody, stick to it. If you tell somebody that you're going to be there. Okay? All of these things fall under being accountable. Okay? That's number 7. Communicate is number 8. With a proper positive mental attitude. A positive mental attitude, folks, is not almost everything. It's everything. See, there's one thing to communicate. You can communicate and be the most negative person in the world. That's not the kind of communicating we're talking about. We're talking about being a team player. We're talking about having a positive mental attitude. You know, when things happen, you got to figure out somehow, some way to get through that situation, not sit and complain or gossip or talk about that situation. That's not going to help anything. All right? So you need to communicate with your upline and be a team player. All right? Never dump negatives downline or crossline. Folks, if you're sitting in a meeting and there's a ton of people in the meeting and there's something negative on your mind, just don't say anything. Just wait until you can get your upline, your mentor, your manager, whatever word you use to describe this person that's helping you, wait till you get them by themselves and negatives go up, positives go down. Okay? You don't need to be dumping on whether it be NAA staff, your manager staff, the insurance carrier staff. Folks, that needs to be very, very positive, not even an email dumping on people. That's just negative all the way through. You don't need to do that. You need to communicate. Now, trust me, are we perfect? No. Are we going to have problems? Yes. If you have problems with NAA staff, we need to know about it. That's not something we're going to get upset about. But you can talk to me about it, or you can talk to Andy about it, or you can talk to Barry about it, or you can talk to your upline about it, and then they can talk to us about it. That's fine. But we don't need you talking to your sideline saying, well, I called Burlington. That's the most negative, da-da-da-da-da. That ain't going to help matters, okay? And if it's your staff in the office you're in, you got to be able to go talk to your manager and say, so-and-so treated me bad, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. But don't talk to so-and-so about it. Let the manager handle that. Okay? Let's talk a little bit about edification, folks. Edification is a major, major part of communication. Are you out there edifying NAA in the way that it needs to be, in the way that it deserves to be? How about the three of us, the three owners? How about your manager? How about people on the team with you? See, edification works up, down, sideways, backwards, forwards, and edification is just simply talking to people about people and telling them how much you appreciate what something means to you, what people do for you, so on and so forth. See, we are out there, folks, and we have sideline people helping people, and I get emails, and it's just amazing to me the emails that I get saying, you know, Alex Abian helped me, and he's not even in my group. You know, Fitzgerald said something that just meant the world to me, and he's not even in my group. It's so amazing that these people will help other people. That's edification, folks. That's talking to people about what they mean to you, and it's pushing people up, which is where we should always be. All right? You should always guard against that positive mental attitude, and you got to guard it against negatives. Man, there's so many people around that want to be negative. There's so many people around that have been trained their whole life. And they just associate anything with negative. It's family members, it's agents, it's the environment you're part of, it's radio, it's TV, it's, you know, whatever it is, folks, you got to guard against it with your life like it means your life. And you know what? It does. It does. You can't afford to have this stuff creep in and creep out and bring you down. And you just can't do it. You got to guard your attitude. It's so tough in guarding that and staying positive with that, that it's just unbelievable, folks. So bottom line, let me run back through real quick here. There's eight of them. Number one, personal use. Number two, work, show the program, care about people. Number three, listen to CDs, MP3s, DVDs, conference calls, read books, attend all meetings, be teachable, be accountable, and communicate with a positive mental attitude. Those things, folks, are what we're looking for from a standpoint of working with the people that can get those eight things lined up. All right? Now, understand this, folks. Understand the time of the year that we're in right now. Understand that we just came through Thanksgiving, and we're heading for the Christmas holidays. Understand there's probably about three weeks now between now and Christmas that we're going to have to do what we're going to do to get people taken care of. Understand that this part of the year, folks, right now, is when people are going to start to give you objections that you're going to need to overcome. And the way you're going to overcome them is the eight steps that I just talked about right here. See, when you call people on the phone this evening, then people are going to say, well, can we just wait till after Christmas? Now, the convenient thing for you to do is to wait till after Christmas. But is that one of the 18 player steps that we're talking about? No, it's not. It didn't say anything in there about waiting. It said communicate. It said be committed. It said go after the people. Show them that you care. Excuse me. Bottom line, folks, when people say, can we just wait till after Christmas? I'd love to wait till after Christmas. It'd be so simple for me to wait till after Christmas. But let me tell you why we can't afford to. It's for your benefit, not mine. Bottom line, there's so many statistics that we read about today that tell us during the holidays there's so many tragedies that it's unreal. It's the highest time of the year for tragedies. God forbid you become one of those tragedies. God forbid somebody in your family become one of those tragedies. And we're waiting until after Christmas. I couldn't live with myself if that happened. So let me ask you something. What are you doing Monday evening? Well, Monday evening I got this, and this. Well, how about I come by at 9:30, get this taken care of, and I'm out of there by 9:45, 9:50 at the latest, and then you don't have to worry about this anymore, not only for the rest of the holiday seasons, but for the rest of your life. It's taken care of. Let's get that done for you and your family immediately. Now, boom. Folks, they will ask for excuses. They will put you off. They will try to get you to wait. And if you make it convenient for them, shame on you. If you make it convenient for you, shame on you. The sense of urgency has to come from us. These people, you got to understand, sent this lead in desperately asking for our help. We've got to get to these people before it's too late. See, that's what all the 18-player steps talk about, folks. That's what everything that we do is rolled up in, and that's the difference in winning and losing. So you're going to hear the objections. You're going to hear the holiday excuses. You're going to hear I'm too busy. You're going to hear all of these things. But you got to overcome that, and you got to get to these people before it's too late. See, them being too busy is one of the reasons they have a possibility of being a tragedy. They're out there on the highway. They're in a hurry. They're so busy. They're trying to get shopping done. They're in a crowd. They run that red light. Boom. It's over. So you got to start painting a picture on that telephone, folks, that people understand that it's not, or they're not beyond it happening to them. Somebody makes up these statistics. There's people that we know, that we care about, that sent these leads in. There's friends, there's family, there's relatives, there's people we go to church with, people we work with, that need this before it's too late, and it's up to us, folks. They're not thinking about it. They're thinking about how they can get something done before Christmas gets here, how they can cut a corner, how they can get more time in the day, how they can, you know, spread it out, how they can make more things happen. And they're taking more chances than they've ever taken in their life this time of the year. And that's why it happens. They're cooking. They're getting ready. Think about this one, folks. They're getting ready for the holidays. They're cooking. They got stuff on. Something's on the stove. How many times do you hear of people burning their house down right before Christmas? Why do you think? Because they're busy, they're wrapping packages, they're cooking, they're doing this, they got the child to look after, and all of those things wrapped up in a hurry, something gets left behind, something gets spilt over on the stove, next thing you know we got a fire, boom, we lose everything we got. It happens, folks. It's not to strangers, it's to people we know. It's to people we care about. The question is, do we care about them? Do we care about them enough to not take no for an answer? Do we care about them enough not to listen to the excuses? Do we care about them enough to make it a sense of urgency to get it done immediately before it's too late? See, that's the questions we got to ask ourselves. That's what we got to live with if we don't make it happen, folks. I say, let's go make it happen this year for the people that we care about before it's too late. Let's step up to the plate. Let's take care of these 18-player steps. Let's get our people in the KID program. Let's talk to people through the holiday season that we know, that we love, that we appreciate, and let's get it taken care of for them, okay? Now, folks, look forward. I'm going to cut it a little short today, but I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Managers, I know we got a call at 12 o'clock, and then we have our normal 1 o'clock call, folks. I know Barry and myself will be on it. I think Andy will be traveling. But we got some good stuff to talk about. We do appreciate each and every one of you. Again, hope you had a good holiday. And let's get out there and take care of the people before it's too late. Have a good day.